Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Here come the Hawks.
Here come the Hawks. The mighty Hawks.
It's the coach, Jeremy Colliton. And coach, there's a lot of cliches in sports, as you know. Let me throw a few at you here. Someday we'll look back at this and laugh. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I just, you know, call me the optimist here, but I just have a feeling any minute now the breakout happens and the Hawks go on a run. And I hope you're feeling the same way.
Well, I hope. I'm glad you stopped there because I didn't want you to steal all my lines. But, it's true, though. It's true, though. We're going to get through this, and it's an opportunity to build some mental toughness so that when you face adversity, you know you've been through a difficult time and you came through it, and it'll make the group stronger.
You know, because of your age, you relate on a different level, I think, than a lot of people do. So does Taves take on a different role as captain in regards to, you know, keeping the guys focused and all those things? What does he do in a circumstance like this?
Well, I think they all do. The guys who've been around, it's you know, whether they want it or not, they have, you know, they carry a heavy load. And the younger guys are going to take their cues off the guys who've won before and have played a lot of games in the league. And so it's important that they come in with the right mentality, and we're trying to build that, you know, relentless, never give up way of approaching every day. And they're a big part of that.
You've had a couple of games since we last spoke where you kind of put yourself in a hole early. It happened against Winnipeg. It happened the other night in Nashville, 4 goals in the first. Does that become, Jeremy, the priority now to avoid getting off to those kinds of starts? So you at least give yourself a chance?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to build anything if you're down a couple, you know, almost before the ice is wet. You know, it's important that we give ourselves a chance to build a game. And there's been a few games where we just haven't done that. I thought it wasn't a perfect start last game, but at least we allowed ourselves to stay in it. And I think because of that, we're able to build some things. And there's a lot we can take out of the last game, despite the result. Now the key is we've got to build on it and not slip back.
Anaheim and Vancouver, quickie couple of West Coast games here. Is this the right time for that? Not that you have a choice, but it seems that maybe, you know, getting out of town, heading west, might be a good call here.
Yeah, it's...
It's Vegas.
It's Vegas,
or I said Vegas. Right, I said Vancouver. Right, Vegas, right.
It's an opportunity to build on the last game. And, you know, maybe it's easier to do that on the road. I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know, we got just a little more predictability to our game last game, and I think that makes it easier on everyone. And we did some good things. We didn't score on our chances or as many as we'd like to. And obviously, you know, with the 5-minute major, they got a couple on that power play. I've said it before. We don't control the results. We control the performance. So let's do that.
So you like the pace of the game, generally speaking, the pace of the guys? Are they playing, in a needy fashion where you got to, you know, forget about the fact you got behind early, but are they playing with that, to use another cliche, that sense of urgency you want to see?
Well, we'd like more. I think that's, you know, one of the things we want to get into our group is that, you know, let's be, you know, pursue the puck, pressure on the puck, get to full speed away from the puck defensively. And what comes out of that is you have the puck more, and then all of a sudden our skill players are in a position to make plays. And it's sometimes it's boring. You might do that 4 or 5 shifts in a row where you just work like a dog and you never touch it. But over time, you create opportunities to make plays.
Do I need to come down and talk to the guys? Would that help before you leave town?
Oh, I think they got enough people talking to them.
Last thing they need is me. All right, Dave, 30 seconds.
All right, different sport, but you share a building. The Bulls yesterday made a coaching change. If you could give their new coach, Jim Boylan, first time he's been a head coach in the NBA, just the first time, if you had one piece of advice for him, what would it be?
Well, I think it's pretty early to give me the platform to be giving people advice, but I would, you know, I'm trying to do the same thing, just be myself. Just try to, it's our job to get the group better every day, and I do that by being myself, and that's what I'm trying to do.
You know what I tell Boylan, Coach? I tell him to control the puck. Control the puck. Puck possession.
That's right.
Coach, good luck. Yeah. Enjoy this trip and get a couple, will you?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, bud. Thanks. Jeremy Collison, head coach for your Chicago Blackhawks.